Good morning to you, our listeners, here and there. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and surrounding counties. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you are. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we tell you thank you. Father, we tell you thank you because you kept us clothed in our right minds. And for this, we tell you thank you. We tell you thank you, Father, because as we slumbered and slept, you didn't let no harm come upon us while we were yet sleeping in our beds. And Father, we tell you thank you. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts of the listeners on today. Father, that you would illuminate their minds, that you would illuminate their spirits. Oh, God, that you would speak to their hearts on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, we give your name the praise and we tell you thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen. Follow me to the book of Acts. We're being Acts, the third chapter, starting at the first verse. Acts 3 and 1 says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. The 10th verse says, For they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I want to leave a thought with you. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. And we see here where Peter and John daily, it was their daily, what they did daily, they went to the temple around the ninth hour. That was the time of prayer. And as they went this particular time, there was a certain man lame from his mother's womb, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. So someone would put him there daily. Every day he was put there because he was lame and he could not walk. So they brought him there so he could ask alms or he could ask money of them that went into the temple. And we have an idea because sometimes we go through the parks and we go downtown and we would see people that are there asking for money. So here in the book of Acts, this is the same thing that happened. Acts the third chapter, where Peter and John went together And as they were going into the temple, someone had put the lame man there, which was a routine that they'd done every day. But when he saw Peter and John that were about to go into the temple, he asked them for money, or he asked them for alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John. They said, look on us. They just looked at him, and they began to talk to him. They said, look on us. And the man gave heed. He looked, and he was expecting them to give him some money. But then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I love you, Holy Ghost. But such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately the man's feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he got up leaping, and he walked, and he went into the temple with Peter and John. And I'm kind of just paraphrasing it. He was walking, leaping, and shouting and praising God. And all the people that saw him, they saw him walking. They saw him praising God. For years, days and days and days, and it doesn't say how long he laid there at that temple, but the Bible did say that he was lame from his mother's womb. So when Peter and John, Peter said to him, look on us. The man began to look because he was looking for some money. He was looking for some help because he had no way of getting any. Back then, they didn't have welfare or whatever they have today. But he was there at the temple. And everybody that went into the temple, he would ask for money. But here comes Peter and John. Peter and John going into the temple, and the man asked for alms. Peter looked at him and said, look on us. And the man looked expectantly. He was expecting something from Peter and John. He was expecting money from Peter and John. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But Peter said, look on us. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, glory be to God, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there is power in the name of Jesus. When he said that, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The Bible says that when Peter reached out his right hand and helped lift him up, strength came into his ankles and into his legs, and he was able to leap and walk and praise God. Here, this was a miracle that happened. Here, this man received a miracle because all the people around, they knew he could not walk. But what happened here? The power was in the name of Jesus Christ. The power is still in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this was after the crucifixion, because this was after the scripture that says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto all the uttermost parts of the world. There is power in the name of Jesus. Here, the lame man benefited from the power that resided in Peter and John. He benefited from the power of God, the force of the power of the Holy Ghost that lived in them. And when they spoke the word and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk, I want you to know there is still power in the name of Jesus. So I say to you today, whatever you're going through, just like that lame man, whatever is holding you back, whatever is crippling you, whatever has got you lame and you can't move, I say to you, be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're bound today and you're bound by drugs and you just don't know which way to turn, I say to you today, be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to know today that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is setting free in the name of Jesus. Today, we can use the name of Jesus. If he lives on the inside of you, if he abides on the inside of you, you can speak to that situation. That situation has to change because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. There is a setting free. There is yoke-destroying power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It the name of Jesus still works today. Whatever you're bound by today, I want you to know that you can be free. Whatever is holding you back today, I want you to know that you can get out of that situation. You can get out of it because there is power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just as Peter and John spoke to this lame man that was sitting, laid there at the gate of the beautiful, at that temple, every day, someone brought him there and they laid him there because he just could not walk, because he was laying from his mother's womb. I want you to know today when Peter and John looked upon him, they said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have. They didn't have any money on them. They were going into the temple to pray. But what they had Jesus. They had the name of Jesus Christ. So Peter looked at him and said, look on us. So here this man looked on him expecting something, but he was expecting money. But he got more than money that day. He got a deliverance. He got a healing. Peter said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. So I say to you today, out in radio land, whatever is going on in your life, you can rise up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ. I send that name of Jesus Christ to you that you can be free. You can be loose from your shackles. You can be set free of whatever have you bound. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is deliverance. There is setting free. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Peter and John was at that temple and they said to the man, such as I have. This is what Peter said. Such as I have, I give unto you. Peter was in so many words, if I paraphrase it, he was saying, I don't have any money, but I have something greater than money. He knew that he could use the name of Jesus. He knew that he was living a life that he could use the name of Jesus. So I say to you today, whatever has you bound, whatever's holding you back, whatever situation you're wrapped up, tied up, and tangled all up in, I say to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, be set free. I bless God for you on today. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may God be with you always. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. How about writing us at P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia. That's Hope for Today. And remember, the next time, there is hope for today.